Well, South Africa's political scene has become rather interesting, to say the least, but not if you're involved in the middle of it, as Celia Brink, who's the executive mayor of Tshwane, is. They've been trying to put together a rescue plan for a city that was in dire straits. It's coming right, or so it seems, and now they have political ructions. We'll find out from the mayor himself what is happening there, a little bit of the background, and where we might be going in South Africa's capital city. Thanks for joining us, Celia. We go back to November 2021 in the local elections, 214 seats in the Tshwane Council, of which you guys managed to put together. The DA had 69, so it was the second biggest party after the ANC. You managed to put together a coalition which gave you more than the 108 seats that were needed to be able to form a government. Just explain who your partners are there, because it's quite important to know why they came in and why there's so much possibility that at least one of them will be leaving.
So that's what made Tshwane quite unique after the 2021 election, is it was the one place where the DA and our coalition partners could actually form a majority. As you mentioned, 108, 109 seats. And why that is important is because at local government, you need the council to make certain key decisions. They aren't delegated to the mayor or the mayoral committee, and that's passing of a budget, appointment of senior officials, disciplining senior officials, raising long-term loans, and other consequential policy decisions. So unlike in Joburg and Ekurhuleni, we actually had this majority, and the parties are Democratic Alliance, My Party, Action SA, the Freedom Front Plus, the ACDP, the IFP. We initially had COPE, they left, and we replaced them with a party called the Defenders of the People. And obviously, Alec, the coalition in Tshwane has gone through many things. There were disputes initially, there was an adverse audit. But in the past 17 months, since I have been here, I resigned my seat in Parliament and the DA nominated me as mayor, we have had remarkable stability. We've also made some good progress in improving the city's financial position, improving the audit outcome, and getting a competent, non-political top management team in place under city manager Johan Mettler. And the interesting thing is, you did an interview, I think last week, with someone who said, if the dispute between the DA and Action SA in Tshwane is not sorted out, it might bring the government to a fall. Now, here's the interesting thing. There is no dispute between any of the parties in the multi-party coalition. Initially, there were about energy independence, about property, about insourcing. But what we've been able to do in this Tshwane coalition was to resolve all of those disputes. And we were actually on a good track. You know, we were making good progress until Herman Mashaba decided to announce to the world that it was his intention to withdraw Action SA from this coalition and effectively take a sledgehammer to what we've built since 2021.
So it's the founder of Action SA who's now imposing his will on the party, effectively. That's what you're saying.
So I think, Alec, where it started was in the beginning of July, Action SA announced that they had reached this agreement with the ANC in Johannesburg, where they would lend their support to replace the former mayor, to get Dada Morero elected from the ANC as the mayor. And the purpose of that agreement, as far as I can tell, from the ANC's perspective, was to dilute the influence of the EFF in the Johannesburg City Council. The EFF had just blocked a loan by a development agency that was crucial to the budget. And even in Ekurhuleni, where the ANC is in coalition with the EFF, the mayor there fired their MMC for finance. And the impression that I got is the ANC had these talks with Herman Mashaba and Action SA to dilute the EFF's influence. And initially I thought, and I can check this with my deputy mayor from Action SA, Nasipi Moya, I said to her, does this mean that our coalition here in Tshwane is at risk? And she assured me that it wasn't, because we had a majority, we were doing well. There's no real need to bring the ANC and certainly not the EFF in. But during the course of August, ironically, Alec, after I had survived a motion of no confidence in July and the coalition had stood together and Action SA had issued their own statement in which they said that this motion of no confidence is opportunistic and we must reject it, and they referred to the successes of the coalition, during the course of August, Herman Mashaba seems to have announced, quite right, it doesn't seem that he consulted with local structures. But, you know, in a party where the leader has never faced an elective Congress, where he basically pays the bills, if he makes an announcement, everybody sort of gets in line. And I suspect that is what happened here. I mean, we can speculate about Action SA's motives, but it is really just tragic that you take a sledgehammer, essentially, to a coalition that didn't need the ANC and the EFF, was making progress, and there really wasn't any personality dispute or policy dispute that couldn't be resolved.
So where are we right now, given that there was supposed to be a vote of no confidence last week? It didn't happen. It was withdrawn. Is there another one tabled for the near future?
So we're in a terrible period of uncertainty now, where, you know, as we were approaching last month's motion of no confidence, Herman was making his statements in the media. I spoke to Nasipi Moya, the deputy mayor, and she basically told me Action SA is now reviewing their position in the coalition, and the directive had come from the national leadership. So I reached out to the national chairperson of Action SA, Michael Beaumont, to whom Herman Mashaba has delegated a lot of the dealings of the coalitions. And I said to him, Michael, what is going on? We're facing a motion of no confidence next week. This was the week prior to the motion of no confidence. We don't have any fundamental disputes. We're making progress. We have no intention of breaking with the coalition and forming some kind of a government of national unity in the city of Tshwane. We don't need to. And his suggestion then was, let us meet. Let's meet as soon as possible. And I said, absolutely, Michael, let's meet. Let's clear the air, because we are now going into a motion of no confidence. We need certainty. And also, the uncertainty has an effect on the effectiveness of your government. If everybody knows that the mayor's partners are about to eject him from power, the effectiveness of government, the relationship with the administration is strained, it deteriorates. Unfortunately, Alec, and somebody should ask Action SA about this, Michael just never came back to me. We were forced to have a press conference with our coalition partners. And I want to emphasize this. You know, the Freedom Front Plus, the ACDP, the IFP, they are as baffled as I am about the behavior of Action SA. But the essence of it is they've now announced that they are reviewing their position in the coalition. Although if you listen to Mashaba, it sounds like he's pretty convinced that the coalition must be replaced by essentially the ANC and the EFF. And that is the significant risk. Is if you do the maths, if you add the ANC seats to Action SA seats in Tshwane, they don't add up to a majority. And they would need the EFF in that government. And I think that would be disastrous and pretty ironic, given the attempts by the ANC to dilute the influence of the EFF in Johannesburg and Ekurhuleni. So we're in a period of uncertainty. And I think that the important point now is to put Action SA on terms so that they can officially inform their partners what the situation is, so that we can explore options for the future.
Is there no way out of this? Is there no way of getting around a table with Herman Mashaba and Michael Beaumont and the Action SA top management, if you like, who appear to have other reasons for doing this? And when you unpack it, I guess this could be work that they're doing at a national level. It could be work in other municipal structures. Is there no way of getting together perhaps with your top management of the DA, Helen and John and so on, and finding some common ground. Because it, as far as the ratepayers are concerned, they're not going to be very happy to see the progress that's been made being reversed because of personality clashes.
Absolutely, Alec. And as soon as this threat emerged, I immediately met with my party's leadership. And as I explained, I reached out to Beaumont because I knew that talking to the local leaders wouldn't help because the directive is coming from the top. And if Michael would respond to my message, if he had responded to my message last week, my email messages, which, you know, I don't want to share it, but I can tell you now that at one point, there's just no response. And then statements were made in the media. So I suppose, Alec, that Action SA, if they have a change of heart, if they simply need to respond to the existing message that is sitting there in the inbox. And I know that other people, leaders in civil society and so on, have reached out to Herman Mashaba to get a response from him, you know, some kind of a back channel, any attempt to stave off the madness that has been started. But all of those attempts have failed. It's just communication silence. And what is worse, Alec, is if you look at Action SA and the communications that they're sending out, they're actively attacking the performance of the coalition government. It seems that they are positioning themselves now to provide an ex post facto justification for their act of betrayal. And that is going to be that under a DA mayor, the city of Tshwane has not performed well in the townships. Now, of course, that's a very difficult argument to make if your party has been in that government since 2021 with a deputy mayor, with portfolios of economic and social development and city planning, with oversight in townships such as Winterveld, Mabopane, Shoshanguve, Hammanskraal. So what I'm saying is I'm worried by the fact that they are already framing their exit. They're already preparing themselves to explain that decision. But it will be up to Michael or Herman to respond to the messages that are in their inboxes.
Chris, my colleague, Chris Stain, had an interview with Herman Mashaba from New York, where he is at the moment, yesterday. And the headline is, I will not let the DA eliminate me. So it does appear as though there's quite a lot of emotion in this. When we spoke last week with Corne Mulder, he said everything's changed after the election on the 29th of May. And the sense I'm getting, and I'd love to get your feeling on this, is that the former members of the Moonshot Pact, and here we're talking about Action SA and Freedom Front in particular, IFP clearly don't have this view, are feeling let down by the DA, that the DA quickly went into bed with the ANC after the election, said, well, there's no more Moonshot Pact. And it's almost like they feel they've been jettisoned at the altar, as it were, and now they'd want retribution.
Alec, I certainly think that Action SA might feel that way. The Freedom Front Plus leader is the current Minister of Correctional Services in the self-same government of national unity. So there isn't distance between the Democratic Alliance, the Freedom Front Plus, the IFP on the issue of the unity government at a national level. I think the reasoning was fill this gap before the EFF and the ANC and the MK could fill it. And I think the business community in this country and anybody who cares about our future and wants to preserve the Constitution shares that same sense. It doesn't mean that the government of national unity is going to solve all the problems or is necessarily going to be effective, but at the very least, keep the Doomsday Pact from taking over. But I just want to emphasize one point, and that you have to look at the best interest of the place that you govern. In the city of Tshwane, we had this coalition. As I mentioned, no disputes, no personality clashes, no serious differences over policy. And if Mashaba believes that what the DA did to him in Johannesburg, supposedly in the previous decade, or what the national DA leaders did in respect of the Moonshot Pact, if he has a grievance about that, I don't think bringing down a functional coalition government in the city of Tshwane is a rational and justifiable response to that grievance. You put the interests and the, you know, calculations of the party ahead of people. I want to say something about the Freedom Front Plus. In the city of Tshwane, we have a rock solid, absolutely rock solid relationship with the Freedom Front Plus. When we did our press conference last week after we tried to reach out to Michael, the leader of the FF Plus in Tshwane, who's member of the Mayoral Committee for Community Safety, he said, why would Action SA want to fix what is not broken? Can they please articulate their dispute, their problem, so that we can address it? The Western Cape is obviously a bit of a different scene, but whatever has transpired in the Western Cape is not duplicated in the DA's relationship with the FF Plus in the north of the country. That I can assure you. And in this instance, it is Action SA that has to account for their behavior. And I saw that interview, Alec, and to be fair, I mean, I'll try to be as objective as possible, but it was deranged. It was just absolutely illogical, and it was grievances and absolutely nothing to do with Tshwane, with our coalition. And it certainly didn't answer the question, how would you make things better by inviting the EFF to be the kingmaker in the capital city?
It's an extraordinary time that we're going through here. And perhaps as the young democracy matures, we learn how to be in coalitions a little more. I did like what Corne Mulder said about coalitions. When you start with them, that you should put them together for the whole period of the governance. So in other words, in China, it would have been up until the 2026 local elections. Then you can break away. Are you in favor? Are you in favor? How much in favor are you of this? And might it even happen? Because it does appear as though the ones who are coming short in all of this are the voters. They voted for a certain outcome. They got a certain outcome with the coalition that you put together. Now they're going to lose that outcome, and they've got to wait for a few more years before they can vote again.
Absolutely. If you have a written coalition agreement, if you have a majority among your members in the municipal council, if you are able to resolve your policy disputes and to contain differences of personality, which, Alec, I want to emphasize, no such thing. Nobody's angry at each other at a local level. Nobody feels oppressed or, you know, as if they don't have a seat at the decision-making table. If you have that in place, you must honor that agreement. You must honor that agreement. We tried very hard with the multi-party charter, the Moonshot Pact, to attain a majority in Gauteng, to attain a majority in parliament. But unfortunately, the parties among us didn't get that majority. It was never a coalition agreement that was perfected, a government that was formed. And the difference is, in Tshwane, we have a coalition agreement with a majority, with a program of action. Why would you renege from that? And if you do, you better have a good explanation to the people who have been affected.
So what happens now? What happens from here?
So, you know, Action SA can still come back to us. They can respond to the messages. They can reaffirm their commitment to the coalition agreement. They can say that they won't support the motion of no confidence. Although there have been so many contradictions, I think we're going to need more than just somebody's word. We're going to need something more to reaffirm their commitment. But what we have done from the Democratic Alliance is, after Herman started with his statements, we reached out to the ANC to see if we cannot conclude some kind of a stability arrangement. Say, they don't bring a motion of no confidence in Tshwane, and we won't support a motion of no confidence in Ekurhuleni. That will certainly be mutually beneficial across Gauteng, if that can be done. But that had in mind preserving the existing coalition. I don't know, with Action SA now loudly declaring that they want to deal with the ANC and the EFF, I don't know if that's even feasible anymore. But I think from a national perspective, for the capital city of South Africa to be run by a party such as the EFF, who will effectively be the kingmakers, will be very bad news, also for the ANC and President Ramaphosa.
That's a very interesting point that you raise, because at the Government of National Unity, there's clearly a good working relationship between the ANC and the DA. And if the smaller party, as is happening here, is shaking up things at a local level, you'd think that the logical conclusion to this would be for those who are working well at the Government of National Unity to just bring it all together. So it is interesting to hear that you have reached out to the ANC. Have they responded in any way?
So there are discussions, but I do want to emphasize, Alec, the intention was never to duplicate a Government of National Unity at the level of the municipality. We regarded ourselves bound by this coalition agreement, and it was working. What we tried to do was a kind of a check on just an extra guarantee that the ANC, who have the numbers, won't bring a motion of no confidence. But yeah, those discussions are ongoing. As you know, Alec, the DA's relationship with the ANC in Gauteng is not great. There was an attempt to form a provincial government of provincial unity. And I think the predominant faction there around Premier Lesufi would want to avoid that at all costs. And I suspect that the people that Mr. Mashaba is having conversations with is exactly those around Mr. Lesufi. So how this all plays out, I do not know. But the door is still open to Action SA to save this, to recommit themselves. And everybody who has an interest in the future of the country must care about the metros. How will they be governed? I mean, we have brought in independent, non-political people to serve in senior management positions. They are slowly changing the organizational culture. We've got an improved audit outcome. We're implementing performance measures against poor-performing contractors. Folks are facing consequences for the misspending of public money. All of that stuff can be wiped out if you let the EFF be the kingmakers in the city government.
Extraordinary times. We have a template in Cape Town for what can happen in a metro if it's properly governed. Certainly, Zaleah Brink has made a very strong case already through the actions of the government in Tshwane. But we'll have to wait and see how personalities affect this into the future. I'm Alec Hogg from BizNews.com.